Signs of the times. What happens when you have a lot of buyouts and not near as much revenue as you thought you'd have?
Uh-oh.
Just ask the University of Tennessee.
Uh-oh.
We'll talk about that coming up in sports. They got them a little red ink.
I wouldn't say that they're the only school.
Not by a long shot. They just came right out and said it, though. Yeah,
I can think of one that's pretty dang close that had to go through that. Yeah. So I saw yesterday that the mayor of New Orleans, who's one of those Landrieu boys.
Mitch Landrieu. That's Mary Mouthtwitch's brother.
That's it. And Moon's boy, right? Moon Landrieu, who I believe was the mayor as well.
Okay.
He's up there talking about the hurricane. It made me think, where's Ray Nagin?
Oh.
Mr. Chocolate City. Where is he? You think he's out? He's on a speaking, you know, he's a public speaker.
Is that what he is?
Yeah.
I bet he's not in New Orleans right now.
I'm betting he left. Yeah, betting he's not. He may not even be based in New Orleans anymore.
You know, say what you want about federal government's response. The lasting image of Hurricane Katrina for me, one of the many images I will remember from watching the coverage of Hurricane Katrina is a parking lot full of school buses submerged.
Yeah, remember that. Remember that.
And I'm thinking, you know, probably was a chance to get those.
They got the buses that close.
Put them to good use.
Could have done that, yeah. We'll see. As we see, he was not able to actually do much to move up in the ranks of leadership after that.
I was watching the national news last night, which it's kind of odd. I normally don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I caught the 5:30 news last night, and I was watching Scott Pelley, who does a fine job.
He does, yeah.
He's a fine anchor. A little over the top, but other than that, he's pretty darn good.
Guns up Texas Tech.
Yes, yeah. There you go, Texas boy. They had Byron Pitts, who's their chief national correspondent, that was actually in New Orleans. He was talking to Landrieu. They're doing the walk around the city and how well we're protected. But then they go out to one of the pump stations that has been installed since Katrina.
Yeah.
The entire system that is now in place around New Orleans that has been installed since Katrina,
right,
that is still not finished, mind you, mm-hmm, but the entire system costs more than $14.5 billion.
Really? That's a lot of money.
And, of course, that was paid for by you and me.
I think we did pay for that, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, see how that works out.
$14.6 billion.
They don't call it the Big Easy for nothing, do they? Yeah. That money just rolls right through there. Well, so now we got the big old convention starting up tonight.
Well, they called it. Technically, it started yesterday.
It did, but they...
They called it to order and then immediately turned around and said,
all right, everybody go. Yep. And Fox News today called it a rain delay, you know, almost like as a baseball
okay
game.
Well, as long as the same starters are going out
there.
Sure,
that's it. It'll be a more crowded docket in there. By the way, Jump Shot decided to go ahead and go.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did.
Is he gonna hold up Ted Cruz's hand, you know, like the old running mate thing?
Yeah, really.
Shake an angry fist at the Democrats?
It'll be a quick quick trip. Mr. Dewhurst plans to arrive early on Monday evening, I guess last night, and return on Wednesday. He plans to speak to a Tuesday morning delegation breakfast.
I thought you were going to say tea party. I understand. Yeah, I don't think that's his crowd.
Probably not, no. He's been at every convention since 1988, according to his spokesperson, who thought he'd have a better gig a year from now.
Who thought he'd be looking for a townhouse in Georgetown by now.
Instead, he's going to go ahead and keep that second-floor walk-up he's got in Austin. He decided not to break the streak after finishing some state business sooner than expected. He will attend the convention during the time that Ted Cruz is speaking. So
I'm betting he doesn't fly commercial either.
No, probably not. He probably found a way to... Well, again, he could own his own jet.
That's what I meant. I'm sure at the very least he chartered.
By the way, just, we'll hear more about it, but he did officially yesterday decide that Tommy Williams would be the new chairman of Senate Finance, taking over for Steve Ogden.
Oh, from the Woodlands.
Yeah. The thing that's interesting is, and I think it was probably known, but the thing that's interesting is he passed over the vice chairman, who was Juan Hinojosa.
Well, he's got the wrong letter by his name, for one thing.
Yeah, that's true. And
there
ain't many of them over there either. So
no.
Anyhow, he said he's a fine conservative man and all that. All right. And we'll get on to other politics maybe in a minute, but this is kind of an interesting situation, and I got it out of the New York Times.
Okay.
This is yesterday. Dateline Lubbock, Texas. A hearing on a proposed tax increase had just started at the county courthouse here, meaning Lubbock, on Monday.
You hadn't heard about this?
No, I had
not. This is beyond bizarre.
Okay.
Go ahead, though.
Grace Rogers, a retired teacher, addressed the local leaders. Ms. Rogers said she supported the idea of increasing the property taxes to 34.6 cents per $100 valuation, up from 32.9, with one reservation. It was, she said, that it does not fund a paramilitary to create an insurrection and rebellion against the United States. Which sounds a little bit weird, okay?
Until
you find out that it wasn't, last week, County Judge Tom Head made an appearance on a local television station to generate support for a tax increase he said was because he expected civil unrest if President Obama is reelected, and the president should send United Nations forces into Lubbock to stop any uprising.
Yeah, this went viral.
What?
This went viral.
What? And if the president did send in United Nations troops, Mr. Head continued, I don't want them in Lubbock County. Okay, so I'm going to stand in front of their armed personnel carriers and say, you're not coming in here. And the sheriff, I've already asked him, I said, you going to back me up? And the sheriff said, yeah, I'll back you up.
You first. Yeah.
He serves as the county's emergency management director, presides over the commissioner's court. This has made international headlines. He has not apologized, though he said that his statements were... Oh, it's the old take it out of context.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's kind of hard to take those out of context.
So,
because, you know, there's a big... And obviously, he was off the cuff.
Yeah.
But to say that... It's one thing to say we expect that there could be some civil unrest if the president is reelected. Okay, fine. All right. It's not likely. You know, Lubbock's an okay enough town that they're not that the unemployment rate is so high. I mean, they're at work out there.
Yeah,
they've got jobs, and people with jobs generally don't take up pitchforks and torches until it gets really, really bad.
Yes.
So that's a stretch to begin with. But how do you go from civil unrest to the President of the United States sending in United Nations troops? You're talking in three different directions, yeah. Pal. I mean.
Yeah.
That's just crazy talk.
It is. It'd be crazy talk. There's no doubt about that. I don't know. I'm thinking he may draw an opponent.
You think?
Yeah, I'm thinking he may have an opponent.
It depends on how well-heeled he is and well-backed he is. I mean, he's county judge. I mean, it's not an unprominent position, if unprominent's even a word.
And again, there's always a camera nearby. New York Times story yesterday shows a photo of County Judge Tom Head shaking hands with the governor.
Oh.
Yeah, so we got those two tied together. There you are.